opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Friday here on Free Fire Radio, the 27th of January. 2023, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. Nathan's here with our national days, and we have a whole bunch of them.
Oh, you don't even know.
Yeah, National Holocaust Day.
Oh, today. Yeah, that's a good one.
Oh, no. Yeah. I mean, I was... That just made my heart go...
Well, it celebrates also the how they got to the prisoners in Auschwitz.
Yeah, the liberation of Auschwitz. Yeah.
It's also National Chocolate Cake Day.
National Chocolate Cake Day.
Yeah.
And National Big Wig Day.
That's another good
Did
one.
Did you say big wig?
Big wig.
Like are wigs. You a big wig?
Okay, no, wigs on your head.
Okay, well, big wig can mean a few things.
It can. Yeah.
Like, aren't you a big wig? Aren't you the top of the keep big wig.
This one's the wear your funky hair day.
This is hairspray.
Yeah.
Hairspray day. Yeah. Imagine hairspray.
Vietnam Peace Day, but here's the big one too. I mean, National Holocaust Day, of course, is so important. But it is the Thomas Crapper Day, the man who invented the flushing toilet. So, okay, let's hit the news because we have Hayden Humane.
I have no words. I have no words. Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studio. Hey, good morning, everybody, on this beautiful Friday. Thank you for being our loyal friends and customers and listeners. Can I just say, really, from our hearts to yours, truly, 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 39 degrees in the downtown studios. As we look ahead, it's going to be becoming sunny today with a high of 59. So it's still chilly out. Overnight lows tonight, clear skies, 39. Tomorrow calls for 58, sunny skies, increasing clouds Saturday night, lows of 36. Now Sunday, mostly sunny and then can be breezy. Looks like on Sunday we could have 10 to 15 miles, maybe even 23 in the afternoon. The forecast is calling that we could have wind gusts up to 36 miles per hour. That's Sunday. And Sunday night, clear and blustery. Now, this is the first time I've seen this word in the forecast. Blustery winds. Overnight lows of 30, folks. 30. That's the lowest temperature I think we've had in a long time. So windy and cold. Monday, sunny with a high 51. Overnight lows of 31. And that's the forecast here. And the weather and the reading of the weather.
Weather report.
Always brought to you by, Shasta Gas. Propane in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, 365-3793.
Discounts for seniors and veterans.
Right.
They feature customers like warm friends. Hey, we are here with Haven Humane and Katrina. Good morning. And you have a different dog, a different kind of dog today.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, the dog I have today, he's very interesting looking. His name is Nash, and he's 3 years old. And he was living in a home for a while, and his previous owners actually did a DNA test on him, which is really fun. Because, we never really know what our dogs are.
I'm not sure what I am.
And so his mix, interestingly enough, is Husky Doberman German Shepherd. Now, he does have a short coat. He's not a fluffy dog or anything like that. And he definitely has the German Shepherd coloring of the black and tan, but he has a very Doberman-looking body.
Yes, he's very interesting.
He's got a bob tail.
He does have a bob tail. We don't know if it's natural or not. It kind of looks like a deer tail.
Yes.
Because it's like upturned a little
bit.
Yes. Yeah.
He's a very interesting-looking dog, and he's very smart as well. He's fantastic. He's actually a Camp Love a Pet alumni. So he definitely learns different tricks and things very quickly, and we know he's really good with kids.
That's wonderful. Well, I think he is ready to be adopted, like, today.
He really is. He's a fantastic dog. He loves playing with toys, but he's also very affectionate. And he does listen very well to his handler, and I just think he'd be a good fit in most homes. He is a little too interested in cats, so if you have cats, I would say he's probably not the best fit for you. But he's a fantastic dog.
Now, he's kind of like got the Dobie body. except maybe a little bit thicker, but the coloring of a German Shepherd. I don't see the husky in him, but then again, you know, it could be it's because huskies are very, those dogs are very bright too. And he may be a talker. I don't know. You know, because huskies have a tendency, they just talk all the time, but I haven't heard him at all.
Yeah.
So, but this, oh my gosh, what a, you know, it gets along great with kids. How old? Three?
He's 3 years old.
Okay. So he's lean. You could get him out there on runs and walks with you. He, like, Katrina said, he's affectionate. He came over here for some more pets. He's sitting down next to you. And a Camp Love a Pet graduate. Now, I don't know why he wasn't adopted right away. So, he's got his ears stick up, mostly.
And then the other one that folds over a little bit.
One's a half flopper, but, I mean, it goes up, and then the top half kind of flops over, which is even cute. So, this looks like a good dog.
He's excellent.
Okay. So, what else is going on with you all over there?
So, we actually have a cool event coming up on Valentine's Day, so on the 14th. We are doing a donation event where from 11 to 7:30, where if you drop on in and bring any donation, any size, you know, doesn't matter, you will get a sweet treat from us. And then we actually do have another exciting event coming up on Valentine's Day. We haven't announced it yet. So keep an eye out on our website, havenhumane.org, and our Facebook page, Haven Humane Society, for that announcement for a really exciting event we're doing on February 14th.
Oh, tell us all about that.
It hasn't been announced yet.
Oh, I keep thinking you were going to announce it right now.
No, so it's, so keep your eyes out because it's a very exciting one.
Oh, February 14th.
What that is you can get a 6-pack starter set for a cat lady. We put them in very attractive 6-pack delivery systems. And we deliver them to our friends whom we love. A 6-pack of kittens.
No spoilers.
A 6-pack of kittens. I'm going to take them all out to Karen. 2 6-packs.
Well, she used to have many, many, many cats. I think she's got 2 now, maybe 3.
Well, out in the country, the attrition rate goes up. Mm. Yeah. Okay. Well,
thank you so much for joining us. We always love our pet of the week.
He is just, he's out. He's, look how, you know, is out. He's looking through the window of the world. He's looking out through the window of the world, and he just saw Michelle walk in.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, and Michelle, you know, your dog is looking for a buddy.
She's got cats.
Oh, she's got cats. Okay.
Big cats that she rescued from somebody next door, let their cat be feral. Well, it became feral, and so the kittens were under the house, and she adopted 2.
Oh, wow. That's
awesome. And they're huge. They're like almost the size of that dog. I don't know. What happened with those cats?
We think they're cats. Nobody's done a DNA on it yet. Okay, well, thank you.
Cats.
Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Have you ever heard of, like, an atomic kitty?
Atomic kitty?
Yes, that they feel those cats across the street are like atomic kitties.
Oh, yeah. Those are
like they drink water from.
They open up beer. I've seen them open up flip-tops on beer and drink a beer.
They take the dog down.
That's right. Yeah, the dog cannot fight them. You know, somebody's getting hugs out there. Okay, let's take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by BNT Satellite. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call Doug Tooley at BNT Satellite. He's been the premier dish retailer here for over 30 years. Nobody knows more about dish than Doug Tooley. Like I said, do your business locally. Don't call the 800 number. Call Doug Tooley at 530-241-3474. 530-241-3474. And he's also there with that link, that satellite link?
Starlink.
He can get that for you and put it in. That's BNT Satellite. We'll be right back.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Romance is in the air at Wind River Resort and Casino, and we're celebrating with a Valentine's weekend dinner special. Join us in Seasons and treat your special someone to a savory T-bone steak or roasted pork loin dinner with your choice of appetizers and desserts. This special will be available in Seasons from February 10th through the 14th from 5 to 9 p.m. Reservation suggested. For complete details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Shasta Beam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from Shasta Beam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blaine & Burrow, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl Lindebach. Friday, the 27th of January, 7:18 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. 15 years in the business, been moving local dreams forward since the day they opened. 4 branches, 1 in Red Bluff, 2 right here in Reading, and 1 in Anderson. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Today is an auspicious day besides all those other days.
What's going on?
It is my sister's birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
Sandy's birthday today, the 27th.
We need to call her up at the break and sing happy birthday because what happens is we get busy. We got to go out and see Odina with the Wonder Horse, who's back at home. We'll talk about that in a minute. But, you know, you just get busy. It has to be done right away. And it's 2 hours difference, right?
3.
Why are you looking? What is this?
No, I'm just... I don't know what you're talking about. I'm just looking up in the air.
Right.
I'm sorry, looking up in the air. Have you noticed that women sometimes, you know, here's the thing about men. You've got to remember this thing about men. We have boxes in our heads, and they are individual boxes, evenly spaced.
Okay.
They are not wires crossing each other like a bunch of spaghetti, like women. These are individual boxes, and every so often a box is pulled up, and that's what we think about. Has nothing to do with you. I'm sorry, honey.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with you.
Well, I was just suggesting that we call
you. The biggest box I have in here is the nothing box.
Okay.
Sometimes I have that box open for hours on end, and it's just nothing. That's why we can watch football.
Yeah.
There's nothing going on in our heads.
Are you excited about this game this weekend?
No. I don't, you know. I mean, I think it'll be an enjoyable game, but I'm not excited. I mean, if I missed it, my life doesn't end. It doesn't change. Not one iota. Hey, there was a fire here in the Paint Mart store.
Ooh.
Here in Reading. $500,000 in damage to the building and its contents. And it happened the other day when they arrived at the store, the firefighters, the smoke was billowing out of the one-story building. They took a defensive attack position, requested a second fire squad to assist them, and which makes it a two-alarm fire. So, and just, you know, amount of water they put in there, it can't be good for paint. So,
we've gone in there several times. They've been super helpful.
Went over there on Larkspur Avenue. Yeah.
Well, no, but yes, definitely been in that. There, actually, that's the paint that we got to paint our house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're sorry. Hey, you know, you heard about Jay Leno being in that fire, gasoline fire?
Yes.
And, you know, it came out of it, you know, they got him taken care of. So he's out looking at an Indian motorcycle.
That's the name of the motorcycle.
He was looking at a 1940 Indian motorcycle and was driving and driving it around, checking it out. And some construction guys put a wire across a parking lot and didn't put a flag on it.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh.
Leno hits it.
Oh, no.
Knocks him off the motorcycle, breaking two ribs, two kneecaps, and a collarbone.
On top of this fire of this coming out of the...
Yes.
Oh, man.
He said he went out to test drive this, and he recognized the smell of a gas leak. He's probably pretty intense on that. I turned on the side street and through a parking lot, and unbeknownst to me, some guy had strung a wire across the parking lot, but with no flag hanging from it. I didn't see it till it was too late. It clotheslined me.
Why would they put...
You know what? Maybe he was trying to block off the parking lot. You know, from people driving
right.
in, but he didn't have a flag marking it. So, I imagine the fellow will hear about it in the future. Ah, you know, Jay Leno just not had a
hadn't, no.
Hadn't been doing. He had a. It took. They had to put him into a hyperbaric chamber, which is supposed to decrease swelling, increase blood flow with good oxygenation, and decrease bacteria as part of the treatment for his burns when he caught on fire in his garage when there was a spilled gas or something caught on fire. Despite suffering multiple broken bones, he's been in good spirits about his second accident. You know, after getting burned up, you get this one for free, or you get that one for free, and after that, you're Harrison Ford crashing airplanes. You just want to keep your head down. if I was Jay, I think I'd have, you know, he's rich enough. I'd probably have a chauffeur for the next few months.
That's his passion. I love to watch. There's a Jerry Seinfeld series that's called Comedians Driving Around with Other Comedians Drinking Coffee or something like that. And it's a whole hour show. He picks up, they select a car because I guess he's a car buff. And one of them would have been Jay Leno. And it's, you know, they have great respect for Jay because, you know, Jay is a complete, you know, anybody in the car field. I think he's actually been here to Reading for Cool April Nights.
I think so.
He was. And, you know, there's like a, you know how you have like if you're a horse person or if you're a musician and everybody, you know, you're greatly respected in your field, as far as like an expert. And he is a collector, an expert, truly through and through in an enthusiast. Anything that runs on wheels and motors attached. So he's going to continue on after he gets the collarbone. I'm sure he's going to just be out there looking for the next thing that's going to, strike his fancy.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Thank you
for those
words.
We're talking about National Holocaust Day when. The recognition of the systematic eradication of Jews and other people under Hitler's regime, and 6 million Jews were murdered in a variety of horrible ways. But a new survey released ahead of today. Holocaust Remembrance Day found that the number of adults in the Netherlands, get this, in the Netherlands, which is a pretty advanced society.
Yes, yes.
The number of adults in the Netherlands who believe the world's worst genocide is a myth or exaggerated is higher than any of the nations previously surveyed. A disturbing decline in Holocaust knowledge. In the Netherlands, 23% of adults under age 40 and 12% of all respondents said they believe the Holocaust was a myth, or that the number of Jews killed had been greatly exaggerated. They also found out that 54% of all respondents and 59% of millennials and Gen Zs do not know 6 million Jews were murdered, while 29% of adults believe that the number is 2 million or fewer. And of a side note, of the 140,000 Jews who lived in the Netherlands during World War II, 102,000 were killed during the Holocaust. I mean, in other words, they took the city of Reading and killed everybody in it.
I don't have any words. And of course, we read history. Nobody in our family, directly in our family, besides your father landing on D-Day and fighting for that. But I mean, nobody, I think, in our family ever witnessed it or came close to it. So we read our history.
I don't think Dad was involved in, because he would have mentioned it, he wasn't involved in the liberation of those camps.
But we do have a friend of ours whose mom and father, I mean, he's our age, his mom and dad were in occupied, where was he? We talked about it the other night because we were at Turtle Bay for the Marine Corps exhibit and ended up talking to the lady from Quantico. And we've known these people for a long time, but have never listened to the story of him kind of explaining that my mother and father were part of the occupation. And at 13 years old, his mother was so excited to go on to the beaches and when the Americans came in. And so they have a great love for military, great love for the Americans for freeing.
Landing in Normandy. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, if you go to Normandy, you'll see many, 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 many American flags, and they take their kids from schools down there because it liberated France. You know, the Americans, the Brits, that all landed there. I think what's really kind of scary is that there are Holocaust deniers, but one thing that really, frankly, really torched my jaws is that people, when they use the term Nazi against other people. Oh, you're a Nazi. They're Nazis. They're this. You know, the Nazi regime was so murderous, was so bereft of morals that they killed, that they could murder not just men, not just women, but children. By the hundreds of thousands, if not millions, for children. I mean, 6 million people put to death.
And because of a race.
Because of not just, of race, but also those that had mental problems.
That's right.
Catholics. I mean, they would round them up. And the German hierarchy of the Nazi cabal, said that, you know what, it's causing too much consternation in our men, you know, having to, you know, kill all these people and the cost of shooting all these people. It's when they came up with the, you know, with the gas chambers. Cause the soldiers did not have to just, they kill them. It was bothering the soldiers. It didn't bother the leadership, of course, of the Nazis. But then that's where, you know, they're coming up because it was more efficient and cost effective. Think about this, my friends. Before you use the term Nazi on somebody else.
Or even just take it out of your vocabulary.
Thoroughly infuriates me when you compare somebody who has a different political attitude as a Nazi. They can be idiots. They can be extremists. But before you get into that Nazi, think about today and think about what that leadership of Germany did. We'll be right back.
Nothing to get hung about. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever. Strawberry feels forever.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Hey there, friends. This is RC from Tobacco and Brew. This month's cigar is Sin Compromiso Selección Number 2. This is one of the very best in our treasury of cigars. Made without compromise, this wonderfully crafted torpedo took years of experimenting using Japanese farming techniques. The result is a truly unique and complex smoke. Each cigar is gently soft-pressed and sleeved in Spanish cedar and available in very limited supply. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Start your year off right by coming down to Wind River Resort Casino and playing in the $85,000 Trucks and Bucks Swipe to Win drawings. Swipe your River Club card daily to win free slot play, free entries, and other instant prizes. Weekly drawings every Saturday starting at 7 p.m. 5 winners every half hour. Win free slot play. Join us for the final drawing on February 25th, where one winner will receive a brand new Chevy Silverado. For all the details, download the Wind River app or see WindRiver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coach Master, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coach Master apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Shasta College is now offering 2 years of free tuition for full-time students. Spring semester begins January 17th. Advance your career, learn a new skill, or get transfer ready. 8-week online or in-person classes available. Enroll at shastacollege.edu.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Redding Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, go Redding at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
Hell, You know you make me wanna kick my heels up and throw my hands up.
All right, we got a party going on. This is, I think, a good icebreaker. You know, like, if you got a DJ, like, what kind of songs do you want?
How can you hear that song and not think of Animal House?
I can. I can think that
I
it's,
can't.
Well, I can.
Toga, 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 toga.
All right, no, I think it's like, I mean, you know, and this is kind of like everybody of all ages could come out and do this. Hey, anyway.
Toga,
Crackmaster. Crackmaster Windshield and Repair, Jeff at Crackmaster, owner of Crackmaster, knows the in and outs of proper windshield repair. He really does. He's the expert. If you've got a crack or a chip, please go to Jeff. He's located on 3208 South Market Street, and you can call him at 241-8373. He'll give you an inspection and analysis of what's going on. He can fix cracks up to 24 inches. And as we know, our temperatures are 70, 75 in the day, up down to 30 at night. So your windshield is expanding, and it can crack, and that can grow. And you don't want to be out on the freeway going someplace and, uh-oh. So do give Jeff a call. Now, I wanted to discuss an article here about California storms boost water allocations for cities, but not enough to end drought. So I'm just kind of wondering, and if anybody's listening and they're really in no water or experts or in can help us with this, but according to this article out of Sacramento, weeks of historic rainfall in California won't be enough to end this drought, but it will provide public water agencies serving 27 million people and much more water than the suppliers had been told to expect a month ago. The Department of Water Resources said public water agencies will now get 30% of what they had asked for, and up to 5%, officials had previously announced in December. That's because for the first 3 weeks of January, we all know that, 9 atmospheric rivers dumped an estimated 32 trillion gallons of rain and snow in California. It was enough water to increase storage in state's two largest reservoirs by a combined 66%.
66%?
Yeah, we're not out of drought in California, but this certainly makes a significant dent, said Carla Nemeth, director of California Department of Water Resources. Maybe we should get her on. California pumps water from its major rivers and streams and stores it in a bunch of reservoirs known as the State Water Project. State officials then deliver that water to 29 public agencies that supply the state's major population centers with drinking water and irrigate 1,151 square miles of farmland. Years of drought have depleted many of these reservoirs to dangerously low levels, forcing significant cuts to water agencies across the state. Many agencies imposed mandatory restrictions on customers, and Governor Newsom, of course, called on people and business to voluntarily reduce their water by 15%. So where are we now? That's the question. We remember just this last year, well, actually not this last year in February, but, you know, in 2022, that, you know, people were letting their lawns go dry, they were selling cattle.
The acid now went dry.
Yes.
For the first time in 100 years.
Now, is water going
to
be
Congressman LaMalfa, our state has seen over 32 trillion gallons of water and rainfall in 2023 alone, and the snowpack levels in the Sierra Nevada have reached over 200% of its normal level. Our groundwater reserves are recharging, rivers and streams are overflowing, and in some areas, even flooding. And now, the part he has put in here is, unfortunately, bureaucrats of state and federal water agencies appear to only know how to mismanage our water supply. The Delta is flowing to the brim, but Central Valley farmers will, like last year, have to wonder if they'll receive any 95% receive any 95% of incoming Delta water is being flushed to the Pacific Ocean.
Now that is upsetting to me because California, according to this article, and I wish that we could get to I don't even know if we can get to the source, but California, according to this article again, is trying to build 7 new water storage projects paid for in part by a $7.5 billion bond that voters approved in 2014. But it takes those projects nearly a decade to get off the ground amid a long permitting and approval process. Now, why, with that drought, a long permit, why can't the governor say, get this going now? Let's just lift a, you know, of course you got to look to see if there's, you know, the salamander or whatever it is, you know, that kind
of
thing.
But that's one of the reasons. The Sites Reservoir, which could be holding millions of gallons of water, 2.1 million acre feet of stormwater in the San Luis Reservoir. The Sites Reservoir has been under construction or under planning for like 50 years. If it were constructed already, it would have captured over 465 billion gallons of water since October alone if the Sites Reservoir had been built. And it's got, the money has been approved for it. Again, it is the state of California and that's holding up on this. And we just had, you know, we could have had 400, think about this, 465 billion gallons of water in that reservoir. 50 years, come on.
Well, meanwhile, according to this article again, Carl, going back and forth with what you're reading and what I'm covering here, meanwhile, it has been 17 years since the State Water Project has delivered 100% of its water allocation. State officials, say part of the problem is a climate change that causes more rain to evaporate into the warmer air and seep into the drier ground instead of following or flowing into the state's rivers and streams.
Again, 95% of that water is going right out into the ocean. If we had the catch basins like Sites and others, we could be saving all this. And they're saying, well, Sites is too shallow and it would just evaporate. Well, yeah, okay. All water evaporates and goes back in the atmosphere, blah, blah, blah. But if you had some way of holding it, then you could have water for the summer when we have years like this. And because this is a good water year, everybody, well, I mean, you know, there is no rhyme or reason to what the, to how the government works. We need water. And, you know, California is.
That should be number one. I'm sorry. I mean, I think we could all say.
Clear out the forest.
Yes.
Or manage the forest. You take out all the underbrush and you take out all the extra timber and you take down all the burnt trees, the millions of acres of burnt trees, put them into cogen plants for power and manage our water.
So do you want to talk at all about
the 5 Memphis cops?
This is a horrible situation on all levels.
But they're getting ready to release the body cam video in Memphis. A couple weeks ago, they pulled over a 29-year-old father for a traffic stop on January 7th. The family said he tried to flee the scene, fearing for his life, before the 5 officers caught up and beat him for 3 minutes.
Now, why would there be 5 on one?
Well, because 5 officers were called, and he was running, and probably other police responded to that. Anyway, a grand jury has indicted the officers on charges that include 2 counts of official misconduct, 1 count of official oppression, 1 count of second-degree murder, 1 count of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of aggravated kidnapping. Now, the gentleman that was pulled over is black. The 5 officers are black. And
so we can't call this like this is.
Well, I'm sure it will be, but somehow this will go back. But here's what it is, will come out as systematic abuse of blacks by law enforcement. However, what the big thing is, Washington D.C. and many other cities are putting barricades up right now because when they release the video today, they think there's going to be riots. Well, the riots will begin.
I guess evidently the severity of the beating caused death.
Yeah, led to death.
I mean, in any human being to human being, if in fact the guy was running, he was scared. At what point?
Or wait a minute. He was wanted for something, so he took off running.
But to
be beaten to death.
Yes.
According to the grand jury here, that hasn't gone to trial, but according to the grand jury, no, there's no reason for that. Everybody knows there's no reason for that. There was no reason for George Floyd to die.
No.
Okay? The reason he died was what, according to the jury, was what the policeman did to him by putting his knee on him like that. But it's going to be, unfortunately, an excuse. Instead of protesting, it'll go into, I believe it'll probably go into riots, just like it did in Atlanta, where they had riots down there, based on the fact an activist was killed by the police after he shot a policeman. They returned fire, and that turned into a riot. So, we got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by A Happier Thought, Four Winds Jewelry. Four Winds Jewelry, located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, is our jewelry store of choice, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. Rebecca and Henry have been just, you know, they just bought the store about, what, 3 or 4 years ago, hon? And and have been doing just a knockout job there, a full selection of jewelry, really nice. Batteries for your watch.
I gotta go take
watch
a ring
repair.
And have it sized.
The outstanding selection of jewelry at very fair prices. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back.
Ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Columbia Bank presents Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay Exploration Park, taking place Saturdays at 2 p.m. inside the Mill Building at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp at Turtle Bay. Now through February 11th, come experience this 30-minute indoor animal show in person to learn how animals of all kinds survive in the wild. Predator vs. Prey Indoor Animal Show at Turtle Bay, Saturdays at 2 p.m., free for members included with admission. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
ShastaBeam is happy to announce that we have finally added 10 gigabits of new bandwidth services for our North State customers. Hi folks, this is Andy Main from ShastaBeam Wireless Internet bringing you news about our upgraded internet services. It took some time, but these new higher speeds mean you can work, study, and stream at home without the problems of slow internet. And these redundant services are faster, more reliable, and fulfilling our promise to deliver better internet every day. And right now, new customers get installed for free. That's right. Free installation services mean you can try it for free, and if you're not satisfied, you don't pay. That's a savings of over $700 compared to some of our competitors' startup costs. And there are no data caps or long-term contracts. All of our services come with a 14-day money-back guarantee. Call ShastaBeam today and ask for our free installation services. This is Andy Main, thanking you for your business, and don't worry, we'll keep the internet on for you.
OneSafe Place and Golden Valley Bank presents The After Party, the first annual OneSafe Place Crab Feed After Party, February 4th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, with doors opening at 7:30, featuring the music of the Lance Michael Cornwall Band. So bring your dancing shoes. Proceeds from this after party help provide shelter and care to local survivors of abuse. Tickets available at theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com. The After Party, February 4th, Shasta District Fairgrounds. Doors open at 7, 21 and up. For more information, call 244-0118 or visit theafterparty2023.eventbrite.com.
And good morning and welcome back to the Friday edition of Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio, and also online at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show is brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell and her gang, her group, her team over there, up on Dana Drive, on Hilltop Drive, excuse me. They are amazing people helping families, veterans, seniors, and business owners. I know they do a lot for us, on where we are with, changing insurance policies, group policies, medical, anything that you could possibly want to know how you can, take your income and figure it out what you're doing with this stage in your life. These are the people to help you. 221-0441. Now, Carl, you had something that you wanted to cover, but first I wanted to say it is 40 degrees. It's going to become sunny today with a high of 59, overnight lows of 39.
Gateway Unified School District back in the news.
Oh, my gosh.
It's like it's every day something is going on. It appears that emails to the Board of Trustees appear to confirm the board is interested in hiring a man, Brian Caples, and whose teaching administrative credentials were suspended. They were suspended for like 3 weeks. They'll be back. He'll have those back like February. February 7th.
Why were they suspended?
They never said why, but there's under the thing, it can be anywhere from disobeying the edicts from the California State Education or Teachers Association to, you know, other things. So, it never indicated why, and it was a month. So,
well, I think that still is a flag that for people to say you, to put somebody in charge who's actually had their I mean, I can understand.
And you're right. That's usually a red flag. So, but what I'm saying is that the school district appears that one of the emails also indicates the board president, in this case, Cheryl Clifford, in December signed a proposed contract with the candidate, a proposed contract with the candidate without first obtaining board approval. That the latest revelations came to light in a series of emails released to the Gateway Citizens Committee after they submitted a California Public Records Act request for documents. And an email dated January 17th, Interim Superintendent Steve Henson warned board members not to hire Brian Caples without first going through a formal search and hiring process for a new administrator. If you proceed with hiring Dr. Caples under the terms of this contract, I am concerned it may financially devastate the district. Moreover, it may be found to be completely invalid. And there's more to it, he wrote to it. Litigation, contract disputes, all these things. Now, if you remember, they went out without the and proposed hiring him in a meeting this month. And then because it was done incorrectly according to the rules of order and other, you know, their own rules, they rescinded that and said, we're gonna have a, you know, have the open meeting and then discuss it after that. This group of people, I don't know how big they are. I don't know if it's five people or six people, but they have, formed themselves. I don't even know if they even live in the Gateway District. In this Gateway Concerned Citizens thing. Because we know how email, or we know how social media is. So, anyway, During a nearly 6.5-hour meeting, the board voted 3-2 to bypass its formal hiring process, but after a meeting in closed sessions for more than 2 hours, it took no action on hiring a superintendent. So, again, Gateway is, they had, atheist groups say they, cease and desist having a prayer at the beginning of the meetings, which to me is, a moment of silence, a prayer. They're saying we call separation of church and state. Well, they're saying that students would be coerced if they were there to pray. Sometimes, methinks we go too far on stuff.
Can I tell you that yesterday I was in, let's talk about the Horsewell Fest. So we want to do another great big shout out to, and the reason I'm going is because of what happened yesterday, and I was late, and I was running to an appointment, and I was hungry, and I had like 15 minutes. That's it. We picked up the horse yesterday at Crossroads. She was, she had a secondary issue from the same,
injury
or infection that she had in November. So something came back with a bone slip, sloughing off of the working
the bone
its way.
Chip. Yeah. Bone chip.
And did you talk about this before?
Kind of.
Okay. So anyway, that got infected. It was, hot, and we thought, oh God. So thank God we have, this is what we're going to do a shout out how we love this community, because if we were elsewhere, this possibly could have been, well, we can't get you in for 10 days. And what we love about Dr. Shaw and about Crossroads is they bring the horse in, we'll work her in. And they did. It could have gone into...
Yeah, it could have gotten worse. And
she said it could have gone into sepsis.
Yeah. Well, that was the first time.
And, no, that was this time.
Well, it could have. Anyway, but they fixed it. Picked her up yesterday, and it was a 3-person loading job getting her in.
And horses, and like dogs, and like cats, they will shun you. I had a girlfriend last night I was talking to about her cat that she took down to a specialist in Chico for a heart murmur or something like that. And that cat, that's a fire cat, by the way. She's
adopted
went
out of
through,
one of the, I think out of the car fire.
Yeah, went through all those days being out there and being like a burn fire cat.
Yep. Her,
literally.
Half her ear.
Has spent her whole, since she's been adopted on this gal's lap. Was protesting and wouldn't even look at her, wouldn't even touch her, wouldn't even sit on her lap. We were laughing about it last night because it was like, when you've been shunned by your animal, it's a deep hurt, Anyway, so I wanted to talk about, because I was out in the, I had to come down to shoots. I thought, I'm just going to run into the grocery outlet. I'm going to grab some protein bars. I only have 15 minutes. So I ran in. And of course, it's a different layout than we have the organic section over here at the grocery outlet, which we have a really great one up on Eureka. Anyway, so I walked in the door, and what was impressive is that they have a flag, an American flag, right in the entrance. And I thought, oh, that's cool. I mean, it was like an old school kind of in the corner cloth flag. And anyway, just to note, we were talking about that kind of thing, and I believe that there's the veteran walk over there in Anderson as well, right by in the mall area, in the outlet area. So anyway, just acknowledge when that happens.
When we're going to take a break from the news, and when we come back, One Safe Place is with us, and we're going to be talking Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
And we have a group of people this morning, so I wonder what our topic is going to be.
Domestic violence.
Yes, of course. But I mean, we've got some new faces that obviously we're going to be highlighting something.
Well, they brought a police officer in.
Okay.
And so Rebecca Bear and Melissa and the police officer. I think, that we discussed this a little bit before and this week. But hopefully we'll be getting a lot more information, especially how it pertains to Reading itself. So fundraiser from One Safe Place, the Crab Feed, is sold out. And now we have people calling saying, how do I get tickets to the after party?
Yeah, the after party.
I'm like,
we're going to talk about that.
This is what I told Huber. Huber, if you want to go meet people, take the crab and wipe it all over your face and under your arms. Because if people are there because they love crab, then you will be the crabby guy that they want to go talk to.
It's such a guy thing. That's disgusting. Anyway.
Wait a minute. You like crab?
Trust me, honey, the visual of that grosses me out.
When you come home from the crab feed, you smell like crab.
Well, a lot of lemon on your hands. Yeah, lots of lemon on your hands.
We'll be right back after the news.
KCNR, Shasta, ready.
Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Five fired Memphis police officers have been charged with murder and other crimes in the death of Tyree Nichols, a black motorist who died 3 days after a confrontation with those officers during a traffic stop. Tyree Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, is asking for peace in the streets following the release later today of the videotaped beating.
It's going to be horrific.
My Lord.
I didn't see it, but from what I hear, it's going to be horrific. But I want each and every one of you to protest in peace.
Memphis Mayor Jim Strickland says the city will review the policies now surrounding specialized police units like the one involved in this case.
It is clear that these officers violated the department's policies and training. But we are doing everything we can to prevent this from happening again. So we are initiating an outside, independent review of the training, policies, and operations of our specialized units.
The Food and Drug Administration is asking an expert advisory panel to weigh in on how often people should be boosted against COVID-19.
It's simply a fact that the authorized and approved COVID-19 vaccines have helped to significantly reduce the morbidity and mortality from SARS coronavirus 2.
That is the Food and Drug Administration's vaccine chief, Dr. Peter Marks. A social media app is now being investigated, as Tayshia Stevens reports.
Social media app Snapchat is being investigated by the FBI as its use relates to fentanyl overdose deaths. Investigators say they believe teenagers are using the app to buy what they think are prescription drugs. It's believed that Snapchat's disappearing messages are used by drug dealers interested in dealing to minors without detection. Tayshia Stevens reporting.
More of these stories at townhall.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Low-cost fashion brand H&M says its net profit for the year ending November of 2022 fell 68% while it took a hit of $84 million in the fourth quarter.
H&M said it was affected by closing its business in Russia and the hikes in raw materials and freight costs, combined with a historically strong U.S. dollar. Chief Executive Helena Helmersson says that although 2022 was a turbulent year, the Sweden-based company noted overall full-year sales increased by 6%.
And his correspondent Jeremy House reporting, the Federal Reserve's preferred inflation gauge eased further in December, and consumer spending fell. It's the latest evidence a Fed series of interest rate hikes is slowing the economy. Prices rose 5% last month compared to the previous year. That was down from the 5.5% year-over-year increase seen in November. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The National Archives is asking past presidents and vice presidents to look for classified items in their homes. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The National Archives sent a letter to representatives of living former presidents and vice presidents Thursday, asking them to review their personal records to verify that no classified materials are outstanding. The list of those contacted probably includes former presidents Barack Obama, George W. Bush, and Bill Clinton, and former vice presidents Dick Cheney, Al Gore, and Dan Quayle. The request comes after a limited number of records bearing classified markings were found in recent weeks at President Biden's home and a think tank bearing his name.
That is Bernie Bennett reporting. The Ukrainian authorities say Russia has fired more missiles and self-exploding drones at nearly a dozen Ukrainian provinces, causing the first war-related death in Kiev this year, killing at least 11 people. The attacks came after Germany and the U.S. announced they would send advanced battle tanks to Ukraine. More of these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Good morning. Today, the 27th of January, 2023, and my sister's birthday, 8:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Nathan's at the helm, but he can't talk because, can you talk? No, he can't talk because he had a severe incident feeding his, feeding sheep yesterday, where he was butted and then attacked by four sheep, had him on the ground. And if he hadn't had a knife on him, he might, we might not have Nathan here. It was
and
a terrible,
they're going,
yeah. And they were, you know, and, in reality, we had, because we have running extra microphones today, his is turned off. I love you, man. You can hear him laughing, though. Yeah. Toga. Okay.
Okay. Currently 39 degrees in the downtown studios. Actually, it's gone down a degree, so it's 38 since our last reading. Becoming sunny today with a high of 59, overnight lows. Clear skies, 39. Saturday calls for a high of 58, increasing clouds Saturday night with overnight lows of 36. Now, Sunday, get ready for could possibly be high gusts of wind up to 36 miles per hour. Our Sunday night calls for a blistery 30 degrees. It's called clear and blustery on 30. Monday calls for sunny with a high of 51, overnight lows of 31. What are you laughing at? Is it blustery? I've read how many forecasts and I've never seen the word blustery, because we know that really describes blustery weather with winds, blustery.
You said the word blustery more times in the last 2 minutes than you have in 4 years.
No, you say blustery or blistering.
Yeah, but you came up with a new Linda word, blistery.
Blistery.
Yep.
Yep, so that's it. All right. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned and company located in Anderson, where they give senior and veteran discounts, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
Our national day today. We have a number of national days, but the one, this is Holocaust Remembrance Day. And we talked about it in the first hour, so I won't go back into it. But this is a time to maybe sit back and think about what people can do to each other, and we're going to be talking about that here in this hour. In fact, we are here with One Safe Place, Rebecca Bear.
Good morning.
Bar? Bear. She needs to be turned on. Da-da.
Okay. Hi, good morning.
There we
good
go.
Morning.
Thanks for having me. We got all our mics out.
Wouldn't it be nice just to be able, when somebody's talking to you, you can just kind of push a button and you can't hear them. And then they can just go on and on and on. And you just sit there and you smile and nod your head and go, I have no idea. Anyway, good
You're
morning.
On to something. Good morning.
Yeah. Kimberly Johnson.
Good morning.
Good morning. And Officer Jake Duncan.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So Kimberly is the Chief Executive Officer for the Children's Legacy Center, and Jake Duncan is a detective with Shasta County Major Crimes. So we want
Shasta County. Shasta. Over, okay.
Am I correct on those titles?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, what you guys represent.
And Rebecca is one of the
CEO.
The headliner, one of the headliners at at One Safe Place.
Well, what is your official title?
It's a really cool title, Director of Empowerment.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to be in that.
So there's also about six other subtitles that she's not currently listing.
Right.
Let's just say that.
Can we petition the county so I can have the title?
I'd like to have that title, too. Could I be a junior empowerment person?
Let's do that interview.
Well, this empowerment hour is all about empowering you with knowledge, and we have the experts here to give us some statistics. And it is, what do you want to call it, Human Trafficking Awareness Month.
I was wrong. I said Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which it should be every month. But it's Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and can we talk about that?
Absolutely.
So who do we start with? Where should we go?
Quit looking at each other. This is radio.
It's a great place. I think kicking it over to Detective Duncan would be a great place to start.
And what is the definition?
So human trafficking, explained by California, essentially, I mean, everybody thinks it's sex trafficking. Sex trafficking is definitely an important component of human trafficking. But human trafficking in the bare bones California Penal Code is essentially forced labor. And when you have an adult over the age of 18, you're looking at forced labor and a deprivation of liberty. So you're going to want to see things like force, fear, coercion, you know, aspects of like that. However, when you get under the age of 18 and we see a lot of, you know, human trafficking with minors, it's kind of commonly accepted that minors can't consent to any type of forced labor. So any type of commercial sex acts, or, you know, we see a lot of this in restaurants like that with immigrants, as we see a lot of forced labor there. So essentially human trafficking at bare bones is forced labor. A huge aspect of that, as you know, Kim can explain from her side of it at the Children's Legacy, is the sex trafficking component that's really, you know, prevalent, unfortunately, in our country.
Well, what we see a lot of times is somebody that's come here illegally and goes to work for somebody, maybe it's even a family member, who then essentially turn them into slave labor.
Yeah, no, familial human trafficking is one of the most common forms of human trafficking.
I think we had one out in the city of Shasta Lake.
Yep.
Something like, I don't know if it was a familia or if it was just in, but that I remember that being in the news in the last couple of years, that once they had them here, they took away any way for them to leave and this. So human trafficking, like you said, can be in labor.
Yes,
and the threats of being reported to the government or whatever, but the as far as sexual goes, though, Kimberly.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think this is where it's really beautiful to have Rebecca here from One Safe Place, just simply because it's kind of a little bit of a full circle moment. The very first human trafficking training that was ever done in Shasta County was specific to sex trafficking, and it was, almost 10 years ago now. And it was a human trafficking training that was put on by the lead investigator from the San Diego Human Trafficking Unit. And I remember he asked the room full of people at the DA's office here in Shasta County, he said, how many of you have been in law enforcement for more than 20 years? And you had a couple that kind of raised their hand, and they said, what would you do on a domestic violence call 20 years ago? And you could hear a pin drop in the room. Nobody would answer the question. And he said, well, since y'all aren't going to answer it, I will answer it. Not sure that he said y'all. That's my Texas coming out.
Well, y'all is the only safe word to use in today's society, because it's not you, he,
it covers
him,
y'all.
You, him, her. Whatever whatever your choice is that day, y'all covers all of it.
We also get all y'all. We get y'all and
all y'all. Yeah. There you go. That covers it all.
We get both.
Y'all stand up.
Yeah, there you go. And he said 20 years ago on a domestic violence call, he said, I would take the woman to her mom's house for the night and buy the guy a pack of cigarettes and call it a day. And he said now that's unheard of, simply because we had awareness and legislation and resources and funding. And, I mean, it's this gigantic cycle to turn a state or a nation to have an awareness of an issue in a community that then actually can create impactful change on victims. And so he said human trafficking is the new domestic violence, and it's going to take us 20 years to get there. And so we're 10 years into that. We're about halfway there. And I would say, you know, the Children's Legacy Center, we received $10.3 million from the state of California in order to pilot a Northern California regional program specifically for what's called CSEC youth, which is commercially sexually exploited children. And so it's specific to minors and it's specific to sex trafficking. And so I can go into any direction that you want on that.
We're going to go into the direction of a break.
Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, can you give us an example when we come back from the break of perhaps without any names, you know, an ish around something that's happened
here. Yeah,
okay.
Absolutely.
This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. You know, Shasta Regional Medical Center is on the cutting edge of technology there, the TAVR valve replacement, the pacemaker, the new pacemaker, which is the size of I hate to use this as an example because some people would take umbrage, but of a 22 round, which is small and it's wireless, and so many other things they're doing there. You don't have to travel 300 miles south to get treatment. They have it right here at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Healing starts here. We'll be right back.
Attention, Wind River Resort and Casino guests. We are excited to announce Seasons is now open daily. We are offering daily specials including Taco Tuesdays, Build Your Own Pasta Wednesdays, T-Bone Topper Thursday, and more. Sunday brunch will also return to Seasons and be available from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. For all daily hours and menu details, download the Wind River app or see windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House, rule number one, come for the homemade pizza,
stay for the beer wall. Charlize Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlize Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlize Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlize Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Score Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, veteran-owned business I've been going to for 15 years and never had a bad haircut. They work by appointments only. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. Discounts for seniors and veterans, man's last stronghold. Cypress Square Barbershop. And I say that and I look at all the women in here. Linda walked in one day, said hello to everybody, walked out. So much testosterone in the shop. She said I had to go home and shave my legs.
It's true.
Anyway, we're here with Wednesday Place, but also with Kimberly Johnson and Officer Jake Duncan, and we're talking about Human Trafficking Awareness Month. And Linda, when we left, it asked, do you have a right here in town example of this?
Absolutely. So, Jake, do you want to kind of set up the framework for the case that we...
Yeah, of course. So, obviously, my job, you know, as a police officer is the accountability side of it. But, you know, we're also looking for victims of human trafficking. And so we try and get proactive with that as much as we can. We'll hold operations a couple times a year. One of the cases we can talk about because it's already been litigated was a couple years ago. We held one of those operations at a local hotel. And essentially, if you guys don't know, there's sex ads that are posted online, and you know they post them in Reading. There's a ton of sex ads posted in Reading. So
why don't you say the number of how many ads? Because I think that's important.
Yeah, I think in any given month there's like 15,000 ads.
What?
Posted.
Well, where are they posted at?
Well, there's. I'm not going to let the viewers know.
No,
because I know that Craigslist completely took away that's one section.
Of the more well-known ones. Yeah. There's definitely more prevalent ones where the websites aren't based in the United States, and
okay.
So essentially we can't go after them. But
it's like a game of whack-a-mole. Like you get one out and another 100%. One's
wow, right here in Reading. Huh?
Yes. Mm. Oh no. There's tons of sex ads posted all over the world. But Reading specifically, you know, we have essentially pimps that are based out of Stockton. They'll post up in Reading when they get enough buyers, you know, so to say, they'll bring people up here. So when we hold these operations, we essentially profile these ads, looking for ones that are likely controlled by a pimp or underage minors. And, you know, we say got, you know, lucky, but, you know, we had the fortunate, and we're fortunate enough to find an underage minor 2 years ago. And it was really a full circle operation. We had the girl show up. We're able to intervene, toss her over to the Children's Legacy Center to provide those resources to try and help her. And we worked
Did
with the
DA. Did you say toss?
I think I said toss. I'm sorry.
I think you said
yeah. We transported her over
yes,
to the Children's
you.
Legacy Center. They were working with us. It was actually really great because we had their forensic interviewers basically on standby ready to help this girl out. We had DA advocates there. Really, when we do these operations, we center it on helping out, you know, the victim in this operation. And then we really go after these pimps, and we work with the DA's office, and this guy went to prison, which was great. And working with the Children's Legacy Center was actually still kind of during their infancy stages, so Kimberly Johnson actually personally worked with this minor.
So what was her story, Kimberly? Was it a typical story?
I mean, it was a typical – I think when you think of sex trafficking specifically, the cases that Jake is talking about they're kind of I'm trying to think of the best way to say it. Sort of just the black and white classic human trafficking, right?
So you call it like brick and mortar human trafficking.
100%. Yes.
That's what everybody thinks about.
And so you have a victim that's from the Bay Area and is connected to She is connected to her family. She's not in the foster care system, although it is very prevalent in the foster care system. She's connected to her family, but yet there's some point of disconnection. She is able to be groomed. I would say that traffickers know exactly what to look for when they're looking for victims. And so she's able to be groomed by this individual. And where the human trafficking cases, where this is so unique, is because when she comes into our center, it's so different than somebody who's been victimized just by sex abuse. And the reason for that is because typically in a sex abuse case, you're not finding a child victim that is actually being really protective of the person who has abused them. Whereas in a human trafficking case, they are incredibly protective of the person who has exploited them. And so being able to have what's called a forensic interview, which is a fact-finding conversation with this individual, was quite challenging. But
which is really kind of rapport building for you. I mean,
absolutely.
I feel like you spent the majority of that time with her just building that rapport.
Absolutely, yes.
Well, so sex trafficking is a problem right here in Reading.
Yeah, 100%.
I know that every so often they have prostitution stings. Is that different than sex trafficking?
I think, like at the massage parlors.
Remember those?
I think I could talk for a whole couple hours just on massage parlors in general. That's my personal soapbox.
63-year-old lady was arrested. Anyway, so but this is kind of different.
Kimberly,
right? This is where they bring people into our area.
They groom them. And so I want to go back to that. When you this particular case that you're talking about. How old was this individual?
16.
Okay. So was, as you were interviewing or getting to know her story, did she have other friends or was she isolated?
No, there's connectivity to friends. I would say any space where there's the ability to have disconnection is definitely going to make somebody at higher risk. I don't know with this particular victim, because of the fact that she wasn't from here locally, she was from the Bay Area and brought here. I'm not quite sure what her connection was to friends, but I mean, there was another case where there were three kiddos that were, and they were friends. They were all engaged in it together, but I think that that's an ongoing case that we probably can't go too far into right now.
Wow. Yeah, and with this specific one we're talking about, I mean, she was 16, and the person she actually came with, there was a male pimp, but there's also, I think she was 22 or 23-year-old girl that was also with her that was kind of helping the pimp groom her.
Is this kind of like the Giselle?
Yes.
And yes.
Which is very common. It's called the bottom. That's the term for that individual. That's quite common in human trafficking in this type of format.
No. Well, and people will find them online a lot of times. Is this correct?
Yeah. I mean, most of your customer base is going to be online.
No, I mean finding the girls.
Oh, no. Yeah. The online world, social media, that aspect of it. I mean, my personal opinion is it's just ruining our youth, unfortunately.
Well, thank you. And I agree with you. You know, that one of our friends said she would go in at 11 o'clock at night when her kids are asleep and go through their phones. Mm-hmm. And she said to her, you know, women's, you know, they're having lunch. And she says, have you ever done that? And, oh, my daughter tells me everything and blah, blah, blah. And then she says, try it. You know, next meeting, there were some shocked parents.
Well, and I think that's a good segue to talking about probably the most prevalent form of human trafficking we see right now is online sexual extortion of minors. And we see a lot of, like, the sextortion, which is essentially you find people online that are really smart. And they find information about these children, and then they essentially blackmail them into providing them with naked pictures and you know, really abusing themselves online. And from a federal end and from a local end, that's really, unfortunately, what we're seeing is just we have parents that have kids, and the kids are smarter than the parents, and parents, unfortunately, need to educate themselves on what their kids are doing, and you really
they
have
don't
to keep
believe
a better
their kids could
on.
Do something like that.
Yeah. No, the parents are always shocked.
And
they're
I think when
shocked.
You when you think of any possible format where there's the ability for a child to communicate with a stranger online, it's the modern day stranger danger, right?
You would not get in a car with somebody, but
absolutely.
You would start sharing with them,
open a dialogue,
yeah. Absolutely,
and feel important because they're starting to groom you. That oh my gosh, you're so pretty.
They think
Do
they're
really,
safe. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, the one thing, my son is a deputy U.S. Marshal out of New Mexico. Some guy from, like, New Hampshire groomed a girl in New Mexico, came out, 13, picked her up,
and Vince chased them across three states and caught them in Louisiana.
Wow.
And, oh, yeah, it was some serious stuff there.
Our DA's office actually did a really good job on an online human trafficking case. We got 20 years out of this guy that was based out of Anderson that was essentially sextorting this girl over in Arkansas and sexually abusing her and having her sexually abuse, you know, unfortunately, some of her other family members. But DA's office did a fantastic job. This guy went away for a long time.
You know, you have to wonder about the mentality of, you know, where. I'm sure people that knew this guy thought he was, he's normal. But, okay, we got to take a break here. January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month. We're going to lose these two in a few minutes. So we want to finish up with some of the challenges that you all are running into. And then we'll be spending the rest of our time on the Wednesday Police Crab Feed. And I have a revelation for you. We'll be right back. Okay, we'll take...
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grants to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading wants to wish you a Happy New Year. And to celebrate the new year, Quick and Clean offers car wash packages starting at only $9. Now the winter weather is upon us when dirt and grime can really build up on your vehicle. So stop by Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and Clean.
Grab your girlfriends and your coworkers and join Shasta Regional Medical Center for the Go Reading Luncheon 2023. Friday, February 10th, this year's lineup of speakers are dynamic and inspirational. Grab a glass of champagne and shop vendor booths from local retailers and health educators. Learn about women's heart health information and get inspired in 2023. For sponsor information and tickets, go online to ShastaRegional.com. February 10th, Go Reading at the Holiday Inn. Doors open at 11 a.m.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
From our family at Market Street, Blade and Barrel, thank you, Reading Rancheria, for all you do. You guys rock the community. Thanks again. See you soon.
From the family of Trendy, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all you have done for the businesses of the community of Reading. Thank you very much, and God bless you.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
This is gonna be the best day of my life.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and the Bot. It's currently 40 degrees and it's going to go up to, gosh, what, 50 something or 60 something today, Linda? The temperature. Something.
It's going to be high of 59 and overnight lows of 39, Carl.
Oh, the overnight low. Okay, so the blankie goes back on the horse. Hey, we are here with Kimberly Johnson and
from the Children's Legacy Center.
And Jake Duncan,
she's the chief executive officer.
Detective over at Shasta County.
Major crimes.
And Rebecca Barr, who is the she's in director of empowerment at One Safe Place.
And yes.
We're all jealous of her title.
Yeah. We are, 100%.
We'd all like to be a little empowered today. Hey, January is Human Trafficking Awareness Month, and we're talking about this. And, Kimberly, I'm throwing this one to you because you just had statistics that just blew me away.
Yeah, so I think that this is where data is really important, just to get some accurate numbers here locally. And I think one thing to keep in mind, I will absolutely say that it is more prevalent than the numbers that I'm going to throw out. But when we think about human trafficking, we have to understand as we're putting data into our system, it might show up as something else like sex abuse, or it might show up as, so these are very, very, very specific just to human trafficking. They came in the door as that because I'm going to give these numbers, and they're going to feel hard to hear, but I'm telling you that they're not actually fully reflective. The issue here is worse than just these cases. So, at the Children's Legacy Center, from January 1st of 2021 to March 31st of 2020, so over the course of however long that time period is,
year and a half.
There's been 16 clients total. That were trafficked, and then all 16 of those clients attended a forensic interview at the Children's Legacy Center. 3 of them were male and 13 were female. 2 of the victims were 10 years old. 4 victims were 13. 3 were 14. 1 was 16. 3 were 17 and 2 were 20. And if they came through our center and they're 20 years old, that's because they have a developmental delay.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to note on the data that our screening tool, the most universally used screening tool for trafficking in the state of California, is something called the SEIT tool, and it only goes down to age 10. So even though we know that there's more human trafficking cases that happen younger than age 10, that's where our screening tool starts. And so that's
now,
where
all of
age.
These were sex trafficking.
That's correct.
Okay, as opposed to labor.
As opposed to labor trafficking, there was a labor trafficking case that I think happened, oh gosh, several months ago, where there was a number of minors that were on one of the illegal grows in Shasta County. And so that's also a common form of labor trafficking that we see here in Shasta County.
On the grows. Of course. Yeah. It's a family affair.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, you see a lot of the marijuana fields being tied to the massage parlors because they use that to launder money and move it around. So
is this up more in Siskiyou County or
here? We see it everywhere.
Really?
Yeah. I don't want it to like say it's just here because it's really just an issue in our nation as
absolutely.
You know, as a whole.
So
but.
The marijuana fields, illegal grows, are tied directly to some massage parlors.
Yeah, we've definitely found evidence
money.
Of that. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, okay, to circle back quickly to One Safe Place.
Yeah.
Well, and to bring One Safe Place into this, One Safe Place had a mother with 7 children that was in the shelter. Oh gosh, just a couple of months ago, and they came off of a grow. They were non-English speaking, so that also creates an additional barrier for them to be able to access services. And the older 3 had been exploited on the grow. The youngest, I think, was like 3 months old, which is obviously not at that time a victim of exploitation, but certainly a victim.
Wow.
Wow. Okay, I mean, that it takes special, our warriors that go out into battle, or different people who handle jobs. It takes a special person to be able to receive the information and be able to leave the situation knowing that you've done the best you can and not have it carry on into your system that affects your.
Well, how do you do that?
How do you?
That's a good question.
Compartmentalize.
I mean, I think it does affect you. I think we wouldn't be honest to say that it doesn't. But I think the big thing, at least for me, I don't want to speak for Detective Duncan, would be that the hope is juxtaposed against the hard. And so what we're also seeing is we are seeing victims that get served, right? The 16-year-old that we talked about earlier, she's doing well. And that is a massive, massive win. We're seeing kids come through our Center for Resilience, which is our counseling center, and they're graduating our program because they're doing well, because kids are resilient. The mind and the body can heal from trauma when they're given the right support and the right services. And so I think we lean on one another when we need to, and understand that there's solidarity in this multidisciplinary team that gets it.
I think everybody needs to know that we in Shasta County take this very seriously.
Yeah, and you know what? I think one of the soapboxes Kim and I regularly go on when we do this community education project is, you know, us doing it is great, guys. Like, you know, we love this. We're passionate about it.
Yeah.
But we alone can't stop human trafficking. What needs to be done is this, what we're doing right now, which is community education. You know, the next time you have a friend that laughs and, you know, when they see a massage parlor, they're like, oh, you know, guys are, you know, getting sexual favors from there and make a joke out of it. You know, you need to take time, stop, and explain to them, hey, you know what, somebody's in there that shouldn't be in there. You know, that's trafficking. Next time somebody tells you the age old, like, well, prostitution's the oldest, you know, profession in the book. I mean, that mentality is, we only have human trafficking because there's customers. We only have human trafficking because there's people willing to buy sex from underage minors. So that education component on it and making people understand that it's not a victimless crime is huge.
Okay, I think we can let you all go on that one.
All right.
We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to be right back. Thank you so much, Kimberly Johnson and Jay Compton. I don't know where you two are going now, but I'm sure it must be important.
I got a board meeting to go to. I don't know where Jake's headed.
I have another meeting as well here coming up. So.
Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, y'all. Appreciate
it. Well, y'all are welcome. 8:39 in the morning. We'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio.
I couldn't even get past that move right there. I mean, Rebecca's turning her head over her shoulder because that was a little...
my signature move. You know what? I did that dance move in front of Donald Jim, my combat buddy in Iraq, full Navajo warrior, and he said, "You do that again, I'm armed. I will shoot you." And we still talk about it. I'm thinking about sending him a video of it. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Today is Friday, the 27th of January, 8:44 in the morning, and we're here with Rebecca Bear.
You can say it however you want, Carl.
Who is the director of empowerment at One Safe Place, and let's talk the crab feet. Our last, by the way, the last 40 minutes in here has been very powerful. Yeah. And before we move on to this,
just had to leave.
We talk about Hollywood and how they are so self-involved and, you know, self-licking ice cream cones. But a gent by the name of Ashton Kutcher, who is an actor.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. A lot of people.
Thank you.
Well, you know.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah. Who a lot of people probably heard of. He has put a lot of money to help law enforcement
fund.
He's funded to fight this online stuff, and that's all they wanted me to say. It has helped, and it has been a remarkable help.
According to our detective, Jake Duncan, he was talking about this organizations. What he did is he put together organizations, monies that funded towards this.
Right.
Helping to fight or fund these guys or these people to fight this online sex trafficking.
Right. Okay, Rebecca, tell us about One Safe Place Crab Feet, which is sold out.
Yeah. We have to shift gears, and it's heavy to talk about all of the stuff that happens
right
in our world. But this is a time where we get to come together and have a little bit of fun to fund the work here locally of One Safe Place. The crab feed sold out, just like it does every year. We've got 1,000 people coming to Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Do you realize how hard it is to be MC of this with 1,000 people in there, all of whom are throwing crab at each other and scarfing it down?
It becomes quite the party, right?
Yeah, Carl, you have your work cut out for you.
Yes.
You know,
I've
so
done this for years, and I realize where I'm at in there, and I'm just trying to reach the ones that I can hear.
So Lee Luft is the auctioneer.
And what
this
a
is your
great guy.
And your large let's just talk about the crab feed
about
One Safe Place.
Yeah, so I think a lot of people, especially the folks who listen to this show, know that One Safe Place is a domestic violence shelter in Shasta County. We support victims of intimate partner abuse as well as victims of sexual assault in a number of different ways. This is our big annual fundraiser. We really count on the support that we get from the community. And so we, you know, we're going to raise about $100,000 this year to fund the work. And we are primarily funded by the state, but the support that we get from the community is really what keeps us going. I mean, that state funding, once you get the grant, you can pretty much count on it, but that doesn't cover all the bills. So the fundraiser is really important to the success of the work.
And all the money that's picked up here stays here.
All of the money stays here.
It stays right here at One Safe Place. Now,
I had no idea what it takes to put this on. I'm just there, you know, stuffing crab in my face and you know, just enjoying it. But these numbers are incredible.
No, I mean, it's all your planning, right, Rebecca?
Yeah, all your planning that I started about in November. We are short-staffed right now, so with the help of 100 volunteers that come together on that day, I could not do this alone for sure. We got a little late, you know, start in the planning, but it's coming together. I think folks who are coming aren't going to notice a difference. But I can't forget to mention the 100,
these dedicated volunteers. These people are wonderful people, and you know a lot of them as they're coming through throwing crab on your plate. But 10,000 raffle tickets.
We're going to have 10,000 raffle tickets on hand.
So the raffle tickets then, you used to have a large silent auction.
Yeah, so we do what's called a Dutch raffle. So instead of the silent auction where you might put a bid down on a piece of paper, what you do at our crab feed is you buy a sheet of raffle tickets. And all those raffle tickets have the same numbers. You don't have to write it down and remember it. But you put those raffle tickets in the bags of the items that are in the room.
Okay.
We're hoping to have about 40 items. The community is coming through every day. We get stuff dropped off at One Safe Place from local business owners and community members to help support that. So you drop those raffle tickets in, and then we draw those numbers out, and those are the winners.
Now, are those numbers then posted up on the big Jumbotron so people know, oh, I've got number 58. Let me look. Did I get anything? Or are they going back into that other room with all the silent auction items?
So the goal this year, and listen, here's the disclaimer, y'all.
Okay.
I've never been to the One Safe Place crab feed.
Oh,
so
okay.
I am really relying on you and our volunteers. But what I do know is that this year we are working with our production team, John Emerson and his team, to get those raffle numbers on the big screen
so that we don't
have a crowd of people.
Yeah, exactly. That's fabulous. Okay. Now, 10th, okay. So,
some of these numbers up.
The Anderson Rotary, we have to talk about, they make world-class clam chowder.
Unbelievable. Isn't as a donation.
As a donation.
Those folks come together on Saturday the 4th, make the clam chowder. And then these volunteers, right, here's what they'll bring you. Unlike other crab feeds in the area, you know, I went to the crab feed last weekend, and we carried a little crab feed kit with us.
Everybody has their own little crab feed kit. We'll bring you,
most of the people in the room will have butter warmers and crab crackers and that stuff on the table. There are going to be over 5,000 individual butter cups in that room. That's how much butter you guys eat at the crab feed.
Oh my gosh.
350 cupcakes from Get Sweet Cupcakes and 84 dozen cookies. Everybody talks about the desserts. It's like, what about the 3,000 pounds of crab?
Yeah, 3,000 pounds of crab. And where does this come in from? Humboldt? And that area?
Yeah, so R&R, what a great partner for One Safe Place over the years.
Let's give a shout-out to R&R.
1,000 cups of cocktail sauce.
What a great – no, well, let's go back to R&R. Yeah. What a great group of people they are.
Yeah, they're just great. Not only do they supply the crab, and they call all the suppliers on the coast, and CJ has let me know that the crab coming off the coast is so good. It's just
I've heard this year that the crab is outstanding. Outstanding.
They bring it, they deliver it to the fairgrounds. I think they're going to be about 3:30, you know, and we start serving crab a little bit after 5, so it's fresh. They bring it, drop it off.
Is it already boiled? Is it already cooked when they bring it?
Or it's fresh crab.
Fresh, so you have to cook it right there.
It's fresh, yeah.
Okay, good.
What time do the doors open?
Yeah, so doors open to the welcome room at 4, and then the party starts inside the dining room at 5. And then we're going to talk about the after party.
Oh, yes.
7:30 doors open for the after party.
Really?
Yeah. So even though the crab feed starts sold out, the after party is a completely separate ticket. Lots of people from the crab feed are going to go over to the after party.
Mm-hmm.
But at 7:30, the doors are going to open to the general public. So the crab feed ends about 8, right? You guys know this. So there'll already be a few people in the room
if we start,
after party.
What time do they start serving the crab?
Boy, this is a tough question because our volunteers have this well-oiled machine.
Yeah, and they do. And then
the
you have the crab dance coming in.
And then we have
the way it works is after everybody's got their seats and I'm yelling over the...
there's a lot
Okay, take your seats. We're getting ready to start. Then they hit a couple of air horns and here comes the crab dance with the king or queen crustacean.
Mm-hmm.
And then they start serving. Now,
during this, after the first 30 minutes, 30 or 40 minutes, then other things start happening, including the live auction. Do you know how many live auction
items are? They keep coming in, so we don't have a final number, but I will tell you, all of the things that you've seen in the past, the best things are on the live auction docket,
right,
okay?
Right.
So we've got a week in Napa. We've got the scenic aerial tour of Shasta County.
Yes.
Ty Boss and his
guitar
is going to be there.
Our
I
table.
Can't wait.
Patrick Gorman
from our KCNR table bought that last
year, and he went berserk on it.
What a great asset to the community and Ty
Thank you, Ty, if you're listening.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let me tell you the revelation I have for you.
I'm ready. I think I'm ready.
Okay. First of all, the crab feed is a big part of my life. The first time Linda took me to this 15 years ago, I couldn't believe it. I walked out of there. I had butter all over my face. I had crab in my hair.
You did.
So, on your clothes and in your shoes. The only crab feed I go to. But as MC, I am up a lot.
Up and down.
I do not get to eat as much crab as I normally would. So, one safe place for the past 5, 6, 7, 8 years has provided me with a bag of cracked crab already.
You're going to get it again this
year.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
you
part of the deal.
You don't have to bring the pan that's got 12 pounds in it, but a bag of cracked crab already so I can start. Yeah. And everybody gets jealous, and I say, it's tough. Yeah. You want to go up there?
Yeah, so. this is a Carl-only.
This is a Carl-only thing, and it started with the director many years ago. She cracked it herself, but I understand it's probably worked its way down the minions.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, that's the revelation, but it sounds like you already knew about it.
So if the door's open, so what we don't want to do is really direct people's attention too quickly. We want them to bid on the live auctions. And not only that, there's always raise a paddle if you want to go 5,000, 4,000, you know, you go down to like I can do 100, whatever it is, and that raises a lot of money that maybe people don't want the stuff.
They want to donate
money.
A lot of times a live auction goes off, you know, people bid high.
And it takes
but
time.
People want to support, and that's where people get a chance to raise their paddle and donate $100, $50, $1,000, whatever.
But I think it's brilliant about the after party. So let's talk about that. What's going to be the vibe in the room? What are we looking at? And where is it when we think about the 1,000 people in the crab area? Where is the after
the
party?
The crab grotto.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you're on the grounds of, you know, Shasta District Fair, we have the crab feed in one of the big barns. The Shasta building right there in the middle. That's where the welcome room and the auction raffle items are. And then the other barn, that's the after party. We have the whole barn. We are setting it up as like an old school dance hall. So, you know, concrete floor, boot slide, shoe slide, lots of twirling, lots of dancing. I think about Gillies, you know, and they have the big open dance floor. So if you want to two-step around the outside or you want to line dance in the middle or, I mean, I've got to see those dance moves on Saturday the 4th, Carl. So you've got to be there.
So let's talk about the tickets. What does it cost? How do people do that? Because this is brand new. People don't. Aren't seeing it in their mind's eye yet because it hasn't been done.
No, I mean, just think like a concert. Lance Michael Cornwell, who's a
he's
local
fun.
Country cover artist and
he's
who
good.
Just keeps the room rocking from start to finish.
He was at 45 that one night, and we got up and we two-stepped and danced. It was a blast.
So he's going to be on from 8 to 11. We've got a local veteran who's coming on, Josh Simmons, from 7:30 to 8. He's going to play an acoustic set just to get, you know, the party started.
Uh-huh.
Lance and his guys come on at 8. We're going to rock until 11. You can get tickets on Eventbrite. It's the after party 2023.
Okay.
On Eventbrite. Or you can just show up and buy tickets at the door.
Okay.
$15 gets you in.
All right.
Consider that the cover charge. We're going to have drinks. We're going to have dancing. And
so
a ton of fun.
You'll have a bar in there.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be the frozen margarita. Okay. Are there tables, people, like where you can stand up on, or, you know, like say if people are like wanting to try it for the first time, like we have our elderly parents with us. Are there places for people to sit down?
Yep, plenty of places for folks who need a seat to sit down. And if there aren't enough seats, what I know about Shasta County is we've got a lot of courteous people. So if we need have people that need a seat, we're going to have chairs in that room for people to sit down. There'll be places to lean on, you know, places to get drinks.
I don't think Tom will be sitting down. He and June will be out there dancing.
I think people are going to be up and moving.
He's only 91.
Yeah.
So and he moves good. Okay. So Crabtree's sold out. I'm sorry, everybody, if you really want to go to Crabtree, but you can go to the after party, and it sounds like it's going to be a great deal. Line dancing, two-stepping, regular dancing, all of that.
Can you believe how quickly that sells out? I mean, I know it's just next weekend.
We get such great support from our sponsors. I can't forget to mention Golden Valley Bank, who came on really early, really big to help support the after party.
Eric Wickstrom over there.
Yeah, we like. Yeah, that's great.
Christy and Lisa and that crew over there just came on board really early to support the idea of the after party.
Right.
We've got U.S. Bank, O2, Tri-Counties Bank. I mean, darn near every bank, Mechanics Bank, folks that I hadn't met yet since I'm so new to the community. This has been great. But yeah, it sells out so fast because it's so popular and people have tables. And so we sell tickets, you know, by the 8th and 10th.
My gosh. And thank you, Sandy Morrison, because she takes a completely very long table. Like I guess a period of maybe two tables. So we sit with the Morrisons.
We have our KC&R table.
That
our friends and sponsors sit at. And then we're sitting over there with Sandy. This is a great event. It really helps. One Safe Place, everybody. Well, we could, but it's sold out. So a way, if you really want to go to it, is as soon as it's announced.
Next year,
buy your tickets. And I can't say enough about your volunteers.
I can't either, Kyle. You're right.
They we need to are collect. Just totally. I mean, do y'all have like a Volunteer of the Year thing?
I wish, but they're all as important as the other one. How could we do that?
And we want to invite you to come back after the crab feed because I think it'd be great to talk about what was raised this year.
Would love to.
We may have you back before the crab feed because of another reason. So, hey, everybody, have a wonderful weekend and be safe out there and God bless
America. Random acts of kindness today, please.